survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Tonight, welcome to Family Feud. Look, we've asked Australia some pretty big questions, and tonight the family who can best guess the answers will have the chance to win $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car. So let's meet our families. First up, our carryover chance from New South Wales is the Sanchez family. Welcome back, Keith.
Thank you.
Just remind Australia who's on board the Sanchez family.
We've got my dad, Keith, my sister, Rebecca, and my mum, Vicky.
Beautiful, and ready to take him on tonight from Victoria, it's the Bhatnagar family. Come here.
Good
night, man.
Yeah, good.
Good to have you.
Yeah.
Good? You sure? Good? Just relax. Take it easy. There we are. You guys look like an Indian boy band. Remind us who's on board the team.
Some of my cousin Sid.
Yep.
My oldest brother, McCool.
Yep.
And the middle child, Manish.
And well dressed tonight too.
Thank you very much.
Sharp ass. We ready to have some fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name somewhere you'd wear a little black dress. You hit it hard, but not first.
Heath, I'd wear one to a cocktail party.
Would you? Lovely. He would too. Not the top answer, no hit.
I would say the wedding.
A wedding's not a bad one. Ooh, pass or play, Heath. Then a pass, you guys are gonna play. How are you, Sid?
Good. Nice to meet you, Brian.
Tell us about this family of yours.
So we're a big family of boys.
Yeah.
And we've got 7 boys and 2 girls.
Wow.
In the family. Cousins and brothers and sisters mixed. So, any new boyfriends that the girls bring along, there's a tough screening process they have to go through.
Is it really?
There is.
You run them through the ringer.
That's it.
Oh, man, and I'm sure they love that.
Oh, no, they, most of them don't last.
So you have high expectations.
Very, very,
as you should too. Wow, what a first question, eh? Somewhere you'd wear a little black dress, Sid?
Maybe like a musical, like a formal musical.
Let's have a look. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Really good. You're good at eating, are you?
Oh, very good at eating.
Yeah? How good are you at eating?
I've actually won a couple of eating challenges.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, like what?
There was a eating challenge which had 5 chicken parmas stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
And I won that. It was called the Clive Palmer Challenge.
The Clive Palmer Challenge. I love it. Name somewhere you'd wear a little black dress.
Cool. I would say a date.
Nah, of course you would. Yes, you would. You would. Yeah. Nice. Manish.
How are you?
Great to have you with us, man.
Thank you very much.
What about you? Somewhere you'd wear a little black dress?
Maybe a funeral.
Ooh. Well, black would be kind of appropriate.
Yeah, but probably not little.
He goes, now that I've said it out loud, Grant, does sound maybe a bit odd.
Yeah,
let's have a look.
Sorry.
Hey! Going good, mate. Somewhere you'd wear a little black dress.
Thinking maybe a bachelor party? Bachelorette party, sorry.
A bachelorette party you would wear. Party, yeah. You've been watching a lot of television, haven't you? He says a bachelorette party. Dream for you. That's just your first strike. Name somebody you'd wear a little black dress.
Maybe an awards night.
I like it. Is it there? Second strike. Okay, Sanchez, you guys could steal, so have a think. McCool?
Maybe to the races.
Oh, yeah. So are you thinking sort of like spring carnival kind of thing? Oh, man. Sanchez family. Vicky, what do you think?
I think the office.
Rebecca?
A birthday party.
Nice. Keith?
Shopping.
Another wall one.
In your dreams, Keith. Well, Heath, one of those wonderful options or one of your own?
Whew. I don't know about shopping. It's a bit la-di-da. I might go with birthday party.
Maybe
I will.
Yeah, you will. I might. In fact, I will think of someone jumping out of a cake in a little black dress. What about birthday? Yes. Whoa, nice one, guys. Sanchez grabbed the first point. The remaining answers are... Nightclub is another one. Sanchez family, 73. Batnagar's on zero, but it's early days. But you know what, Sanchez? Say you're going to win for 5 nights in a row, you could be taking home the incredible all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the Outlander seats 5, with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps, CVT auto with paddle shift as well. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. See how you go. What's something you always like about your birthday? The answer when we come back after the break. Don't go anywhere. Two families are still playing hard for that chance to win $10,000. Sanchez on 73, Batnagar's on zero. Early days, boys, do not stress right now. Before the break, I asked, what's something you always like about your birthday? The top answer was...
Presents!
Presents, awesome! Getting older, not so much. Keith, Sid, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that keeps you awake at night.
Sid.
Coffee.
Coffee. Good.
Children.
Keith, you say children?
Children.
Ooh, nice. Pass or play? Pass? OK, cool. Something that keeps you... Look at you, you're ready to go. You're tapping the table and you're bouncing your leg. Something that keeps you awake at night.
Loud noise.
Hey, makes total sense. Yeah. Manish. I hear you're a big Simpsons fan.
Yes, I grew up with it since I was little.
Yeah, cool. So... You do, like... Impressions or what is it you like about the show?
I can do a okay, fairly good Apu impression.
But you have a distinct advantage when it comes to to doing that particular character?
I think so, yeah.
give it, we want to see it, do we?
Yeah!
Go, Manish.
Thank you, come again.
It's worth the wait.
Yes.
Something that keeps you awake at night?
Probably a neighbourhood party, like a party and nothing.
Like, oh, OK. Like,
someone else's house.
Gotcha. Long answer, but I know what you're saying. Sorry, no hit.
I'm going to say either your wife or girlfriend. Yeah.
Do you mean just chatting?
Yeah. Yeah.
give me a look. Oh, man, sorry. Righto, Sanchez, get ready to steal. Sid.
I'd say loud music.
Loud music can keep you up.
Yeah.
At night. Let's take a look on the board. 3 strikes, I'm afraid. Sanchez. Vicky.
Dogs barking.
Dogs barking's great. Rebecca.
Nightmares.
Excellent. Keith.
The weather.
Weather as well. Nice.
Hot,
Heath.
Cold.
Actually, really strong options, all of them.
Pretty good answers, but I don't think they're good enough.
You're a taskmaster.
We'll see how we go, putting on the line here, but snoring.
Yeah. Snoring. I thought 3 incredibly strong, but I think that's also very good. Let's see if it gets you guys some more points. Is snoring there? Yes! Nice work, Sanchez. Hey. Nightmares. Well played. Barking dogs. Well done, Vicky. Stress. All great options. Righto. Okay. Now, I know it says zero, boys. Don't stress because we've got double points right now, right? So let's do this. Rebecca McCool, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. Name another word for smart.
Clever.
Cool. Clever.
Good.
Only one spot above it.
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Yeah. Half a play. We're going to play, boys.
Another word for smart.
Wise.
Yeah. Wise is pretty good. Wise I like.
Oh, no.
Heath.
Brainy? Yeah. I'm pretty brainy if I'm smart. Oh.
Second strike. Bahatnagas, get ready for a potential steal, so have a think of an option. Keith.
Intellectual.
Intellectual. Yeah. Oh, man. Three straight up. Boys.
Manish. Bright.
Bright's good. Cool.
Witty.
Witty. Sid.
Genius.
Genius.
Yeah. I'm going to say bright.
You're going to go bright?
I'm going to go bright.
For the steer to get you guys some points.
Yep.
Your trail, will it be for long? What about bright? Yeah. Nice work. They're back in the game. Number five. Genius. Righto, it's 125 to 178 right now. Look, if you can't get enough of Family Feud, then head to 10th Play. Check out all the highlights as well as some of the extra bits that don't always make it to air. Plus, you can also play the Family Feud game with us. I love it. Triple points right now in Family Feud when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Jumped to the front in the last round. 178 is their score. The Sanchez family, 125 right now. The family who gets a 300 points could win $10,000. We're playing for triple points right now. So, Vicky, Manish, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top eight answers are on the board. Name something you could find in a music room.
Instruments.
Manish. Instruments, he says. Ooh. Vicky.
Piano.
What about a pianola or a piano?
Yes.
Yes. Or play. We're gonna play. You musical, Heath?
Yeah, I dabble.
Yeah, what do you dabble in?
I play a bit of guitar and sing and stuff.
Nice. Oh, cool. Do you like have a band or are you just like a closet?
I used to have a band. We won a competition and got to play the Superdome in front of 16,000 people.
Wow, you're kidding me.
But the week after, the main guy quit and the career went
downhill
from there.
What's his name?
Gavin.
John Bon Jovi.
We won't name him.
No, we won't name Gavin. No, terrible. Terrible decision, Gavin. You could have gone places. Name something you could find in a music room.
I'd say a guitar.
A guitar. Nice. Keith?
We might go for his bass, eh?
Yeah. Bass. Slap on the bass. Yeah. Slap on the bass. Oh, what? Oh. Enjoyed saying that so much, Rebecca. You know you can do happy bass and you can do angry bass.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's angry bass is down there, happy bass up here.
Nice.
Just in case you're wondering. Name something you can find in a music room.
Microphone.
Microphone you can. You need to be amplified. Mm-hmm. Can't sing that loud.
Can't.
Yeah. Been to a mosh pit or two, Vicky?
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. I knew it. Knew there was trouble in those eyes. Name something you could find in a music room.
Drums.
Yeah. Really important for music, just don't tell the drummer that. Heath.
Oh, at school they always had those xylophones. So
yep.
That's my answer.
Pretty cool instrument, the xylophone. That's the second strike. The Bhatnagars could steal. Keith.
Keyboard.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yes. Electronic music, need a keyboard. Nice. Rebecca.
What about the musicians?
Musicians, people to play the instruments. Third strike. That's the gas. Manish.
I'd say probably violin.
Violin, nice.
Cool. Music teacher.
Music teacher. Sid.
Saxophone.
The sexy saxophone.
I'm going to go with something a little bit bigger. Let's try cello.
Wow, the big cello.
Big cello.
The world's worst instrument if you travel.
Yeah.
You reckon cello will get you the points in this very important stage of the competition?
Yeah.
Did any of you guys say cello, or was that just his decision? So we know that's on his head if this is wrong, don't we?
Yeah.
OK. Is either five or six a cello? No! Congratulations to the Sanchez guys coming out champions. Mahit, Sid, McCool, Manish, they are the Bhatnagars. Who, I might add, you're not going to go away empty-handed. We'll give you a gift card for $1,000 from Webjet, Australia's largest online travel agency. A great place to compare and book the latest domestic and international travel. So good luck taking your cello on board a plane. Bhatnagars! Sanchez, Fast Money, who's in? It's Rebecca and Mickey. Righto, this is cool. This is cool. We can redeem from last night's performances. Half of it was good, half of it not so, but this is where we can improve. $10,000 in Fast Money coming up next. You're back that way. And we start in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We shoot for $10,000 in just a moment.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Good times, eh, Vicky? Good times. Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here on The Feud. Let's see if the Sanchez family can now win some moolah. Now, if you and Rebecca get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Rebecca is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you five questions. I'm going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? And if you pass, we'll come back at this time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready? 20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck. Name something people let their dogs do that drives you crazy.
Who?
Name somewhere you go on a school excursion.
Museum.
Name something daughters always say they need more money for.
Clothes.
Name something you associate with time.
Pass.
Name a dish you would usually find on a kid's menu.
Fish and chips.
Name something you associate with time.
Money.
Ooh, good. Right on the buzzer. Nice work. Let's go. Here we go. You've got the good bit yet to go. Name something people let their dogs do that drives you crazy. You said a rude word on television. You said... Yep, you did say that. Survey says... You said it for a good reason, because it was a great answer. Name somewhere you go on a school excursion. You said... To a museum.
A boring excursion.
Survey says... 28. Nice job. But something daughters always say they need more money for. You said clothes. The survey says. Now, can you remember the score you got last night? Was it 60? Have a look at how you're going right now. You're over the halfway mark for $10,000 with two to go. Yeah. This is good.
This is good.
You look a little happier
I'm
now.
I'm happy.
Good. Name something you associate with time. You said. Time.
It's money.
That's right. Survey says. Ooh. But over 100 mark. Well done. 110 so far. Name a dish you would usually find on a kid's menu. You said fish and chips. The survey says. Yeah. Vicky, shake my hand. Well done. Head back to Family Feudable.
What's the matter?
I don't know how to say it.
Oh, no.
Say it. You only need 66 to get $10,000.
Yes.
I bet you that comes as a bit of sweet relief.
Yeah, that's good.
After last night. Because you did play superbly.
All right.
It was just the first half that was a little tough. Now that bit's over with. So we're in good territory now. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player and it's a little harder.
Yeah.
You get an extra 5 seconds, okay? And if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Vicky's answers? 25 seconds on the clock, two, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Rebecca. Mm-hmm.
Name something people let their dogs do that drives you crazy.
Bark.
Name somewhere you go on a school excursion.
Pass.
Name something daughters always say they need more money for.
Makeup.
Name something you associate with time.
Clocks.
Name a dish you would usually find on a kid's menu.
Fish and chips.
Try again.
Nuggets.
Name somewhere you go on a school excursion.
Camp.
Yes! Yes, yes! All right.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good, I think.
You think you did okay?
Yeah, maybe.
Name something people let their dogs do that drives you crazy.
Look what your mum said.
Yeah, I know. No shame.
Vicky, you said bark. Sensible answer. The survey says. Great job. But Vicky, the top answer actually was poo. So well played. Name somewhere you go on a school excursion, you said.
Camp.
Maybe.
The survey says. Two. Had you said zoo, you would have had the top answer. So we need 39 now for $10,000. Name something daughters always say they need more money for. You said. Makeup. That seems like a pretty good answer.
I guess so.
Do you reckon?
I think so.
Fingers crossed.
Custom.
Survey says.
Oh no!
Now, clothes was the top answer. Vicky had that one. Name something you associate with time. You said. Clocks. Do we have 37 or more for this one?
Maybe.
Is that a good answer, everyone?
Yes!
The survey says. Well done, you had the top answer. Well played. The final top answer was nuggets. And then said that, yeah, you beauty, all right. You beauty.
You beauty.
Stick around, that's so much fun. The project's coming up now on 10. It's news for all the family. Join us again tomorrow. They'll be back for another shot at another $10,000. I'm Grant Denyer. Great, just have a great night. Have a wonderful night, Australia.